Russian President Vladimir Putin has offered to provide a recording of the exchange between Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. President Donald Trump. Mr. Putin's comments come in the wake of reports that Mr. Trump shared classified intelligence with Russian officials last week. Mr. Trump's presidency faces deepening crisis following revelations that Mr. Trump asked former FBI Director James Comey to drop a probe of his former national security adviser. The White House has so far denied these claims. And to add to the turmoil, in the U.S., Congressman Al Green is set to take the Congress floor this hour to call for President Trump's impeachment. Now, for the latest, our U.S. correspondent Simon Marks joins us live from Washington. Hello, Simon.
Hello, Susan.
Now, President Putin has said that Russia is ready to hand over a transcript of the Trump-Lavrov meeting to U.S. lawmakers if that would help reassure them. Do you think it will come to this?
Look, I think this is another major wrinkle in developments here in the United States that the White House will not welcome in any way. And it perhaps indicates the sense of displeasure that Vladimir Putin himself has with Donald Trump. And here's why. You will remember that when word first broke that the U.S. president had shared highly classified intelligence with the Russian foreign minister and the Russian ambassador to the United States, the White House initially described those reports as false. Those words were used by the White House press secretary, Sean Spicer, and they were used by the national security advisor, H.R. McMaster. Within hours, Donald Trump himself was taking to Twitter, undercutting his top aides and conceding that he had given classified information to the Russians, or as he put it, facts to the Russians that he claimed he had the absolute right to share. Now, in the hours before Donald Trump put that tweet message out, the Russian government had insisted that no classified information had been provided to them by President Donald Trump. So now you have Vladimir Putin, having himself been undercut by President Trump, saying, well, I've got a record of the meeting and I am willing to hand it over to anybody that wants to see it, particularly members of Congress who may be investigating this situation. That is going to be very unwelcome news for a White House that is, frankly, at the moment somewhat besieged. It's President Vladimir Putin putting his thumb on the scale and saying, I can show that President Trump didn't share classified information with us, even though he, the American president, appears to be conceding that he did.
Well, if this does come to pass, would it be enough to restore confidence in the Trump administration, you think?
No. I mean, the simple answer to that question is no, because we are now living through hours that are gravely politically perilous here for the president of the United States. Every single day, Susan, it's crisis upon crisis upon crisis for his White House. And that is not my word. That is the word that senior Republicans in Congress are using to describe what is taking place here. On Monday, everybody was besieging the White House wanting to know whether President Trump has recordings of conversations that he's had in the White House. The White House refuses to answer those questions. On Tuesday, the big story here was this news that President Trump leaked highly classified intelligence to the Russians. On Wednesday, the big story here was the disclosure that the FBI director, James Comey, kept memos of all his conversations with President Trump. So concerned was he and his associates claim, about some of the things that the president of the United States was doing. This is crisis upon crisis upon crisis, leaving the White House in a sense of siege. And the clearest indication of that, in a way, comes from Donald Trump's own Twitter account. You know, everybody knows how active he is on Twitter. He has not put anything onto that social media platform for the last 18 hours. As the threat to the future of his presidency grows, and it grows because his White House is lacking in credibility, and Republicans up on Capitol Hill are now lacking in confidence that the President of the United States can survive all this.
Now, the Democrats are saying that there is a chance President Trump may have obstructed justice over time. What are the possible legal implications?
Well, that's why the disclosure that the FBI director was keeping memos of his conversations with President Trump is such political and possibly also legal kryptonite here in the United States. Obstruction of justice was first hinted at by President Trump's detractors when he fired the FBI director, James Comey. They say his intent was to derail the investigation that the FBI is conducting into possible ties between Donald Trump's election campaign team last year and the Russians. Donald Trump said that he was dismissing the FBI director because he had mishandled the investigation last year into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. If James Comey's version of events is correct, and he was being pressured by the President of the United States to end that investigation into ties between the Trump team and Russia, that could amount to obstruction of justice. That could lead, and we are wandering down an avenue of speculation here, that could lead to the beginning of impeachment proceedings against the president on Capitol Hill if a sufficient number of members of Congress come to the conclusion that he has committed what the Constitution refers to as high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, we're a long way away from that happening, but there has been enormous evidence over the last few hours that senior Republicans up on Capitol Hill are deeply worried about the White House being in what one of them called a downward spiral, and they don't seem to be entirely certain that President Trump can pull himself out of it.
You mentioned impeachment, and Congressman Al Green has said that he will call for the president's impeachment. It's the most explicit call by a member of Congress so far. Does it have any significance, given that it's coming from a Democrat?
Well, it has significance in one way, and it lacks significance in another. Al Green is a Democrat from Texas. He has been a prominent critic throughout of President Donald Trump. And the fact of the matter is that the Democrats don't control Congress. They don't have the numbers there necessarily to move swiftly on any kind of call for impeachment. So in terms of its political significance, in terms of its legal significance, it won't give the White House too much cause for concern. However, no president welcomes the sign of any elected member of Congress taking to the floor of Congress and saying it is time to start impeaching the president. The president's opponents call for impeachment three times before breakfast and have done so from the first day that he entered the Oval Office. But to do it on the floor of the House of Representatives puts it into the congressional record, draws a line, says we believe that on this particular day, it's time seriously to start talking about impeachment. And so the I word impeachment, which has been thick in the air on America's cable news television channels over the last several hours, is now thick in the air on Capitol Hill as well.
As you also mentioned earlier, President Trump's Twitter account, now that has been uncharacteristically silent. Can we expect any response from him, and what sort of response can we expect?
Well, it has been uncharacteristically silent, and I'm just looking at it now, and it is still uncharacteristically silent. 19 hours since the president last tweeted that it was a great honor to welcome the president of Turkey to the White House. That, of course, taking place yesterday here in the United States. It would be characteristic of President Trump to turn to Twitter. Perhaps his aides have dissuaded him from doing that over the course of the last few hours. We do know that a massive shakeup is in the works in terms of the communications department at the White House. President Trump has expressed privately to senior colleagues that he wants to find a new press secretary to replace Sean Spicer, and we know that those efforts are underway. But look, this is the White House has got some really difficult decisions to make in the next few hours. Donald Trump is supposed to leave Washington on Friday to begin his first international trip, heading to Saudi Arabia, heading to Israel, heading to Italy, among other places. And at this point, he will be pursued by all the questions that are now dogging him on an entire variety of different issues. One high-level former State Department official who served in the Republican administration of George W. Bush said to me earlier today, how can he go overseas and represent the United States of America? If he's going to do it, you would think that there would be some kind of cogent messaging, whether it's presented on Twitter or whether it's presented in the form of an address to the nation before he leaves, dealing with some of the issues that have arisen over the last 96 hours. So perilous times for the White House. They need a communication strategy, but they seem to be in the midst of planning total upheaval within their communications department.
Simon, thank you for your time today.